For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Brent and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
Welcome back. The Austin and Casey's Summertime Spectacular, brought to you by, well, it could be you, okay? Get in on this. You got four more days to get on the Summertime Spectacular. Then we all go to break for a couple weeks, and then Casey goes back to what he's doing, and then we'll probably see you a couple months down the line again.
Yeah.
Or maybe even sooner if we, you know, might be some talks. Brent's teased it a little bit. Might be a wrestling podcast coming out there, a wrestling stream show coming out there. I mean, I'm not saying anything is done yet. Not saying it's going to be called The Scrap House with Austin and Casey. I can't say any of that. But I'm saying might be out there.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing about that.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what he's telling me.
Well, Casey, check your emails then. I guess is all I can tell you with that one, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. There are like 2,000 of them. So.
But getting into some other topics around the day. We hit some Jaguars. It's hit a lot of football today, which I'm never mad at. Do we have anybody in the chat, Hamby, that has some bold predictions? Nothing really, huh?
No, I think they were...
Somebody went out on a limb and said, I think Trevor has a better year with accuracy. Bold. Oh.
Glenn C. said, bold prediction, lots of two-back sets with Tank going for 600-plus yards.
See?
8 to 10 tuds.
See? That's what I'm talking about, man. Casey.
He also said Jordan Love goes down. Maybe Matt gets the call. I guess he's
Jordan
predicting
Love.
That.
Okay.
Like Packers trade.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Putting
some bad juju on Jordan Love.
A little bit. Listen. I just think if Tank Bigsby, like, here's the thing. No shot at Tank Bigsby, right? I was happy when they drafted him. If Tank Bigsby scores 10 touchdowns, the Jags are winning the Super Bowl. Like,
I can't,
there's no other way that happens.
Careful.
Because, okay, we just talked about it. How are they, we did this last
Casey.
Year.
Okay, hit me with it.
We did this last year, and it ended up not coming true at all. There's only one football.
Yeah.
So how, and I understand I said what I said about Ingram, but like, so how is Brian Thomas going to score a bunch of touchdowns? How is Ingram going to score some? Mm-hmm. And ETN and Kirk and this and that. Like, there's not enough football.
Listen, man, I get the whole Ingram thing. I'm not coming with you on the Ingram thing, okay? We're supposed to talk about basketball, but nope, here we are. And now I'm going to have to defend my points here and consider us a cult, and I'm taking us to the promised land because here's what I think. Jamal Williams a couple years ago on the Lions was an afterthought. Was an afterthought in Green Bay, was a backup running back, came to Detroit as really kind of a backup running back too. And look at what Jamal Williams did. Had a career year based off of literally one thing.
Touchdown.
Rushing inside the 10-yard line.
That's fair.
That's what I envision for Tank Bigsby. I'm not saying Bigsby's going to get all the carries. But what I'm saying is when you're inside the 10-yard line, you're not getting fancy anymore. We're not doing Trevor Lawrence quarterback scrambles, hitches, reverses. Nah, man. I formation, Tank Bigsby. Last time I checked, your name is Tank for a reason.
True.
Lower your shoulder, deliver the punishment, get in the end zone, and make me look like a prognosticator. Thank you very much. This has been Austin Lane, Pigskin Prognosticator.
All I'm saying is when Jamal Williams scored 17 touchdowns, nobody else really scored on their team. And
how many touchdowns?
17.
Now, who was the other running back on that team? That was
Swift. He got hurt. But
yeah, but kind of comparable to what Travis Etienne is, can do it all a little bit, you know, slasher, but more in the receiving game. And yeah.
Fair. All I'm saying.
Sorry, I'm passing out because I'm so right.
All I'm saying.
It's the perfect comparison. Go ahead.
Is nobody else really scored. And they won 9 games. So you don't want this. Like, you don't, if that's how this plays out, you don't want to win 9 games.
Hang on. Go to last year's stats with the Lions.
Okay. Well, give me a second.
It's going to take a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, what do you want?
Okay. Lions offense last year, pretty good, yeah?
Pretty good.
Okay. Give me the numbers of Gibbs. Yeah, give me the numbers of both the rush and Montgomery.
Okay, so Montgomery, 219 carries.
Don't care.
1,015 yards.
Whatever.
13 touchdowns.
Got me again because I'm so right. That can be taken. Thanks, Pete. How many? And how many? Give me the numbers for Gibbs.
182 for 945.
Can be Travis Etienne. Yep.
And 10 touchdowns.
Wow. So they actually both had a good season.
Yeah, they're balling.
Now I'm like, oh.
You thought it was going to be like 5 or 6.
And by the way, Laporta and Amon-Ra both had 10.
Dang. Okay, and Ingram and Brian Thomas Jr. and Christian Kirk. Yep, Casey. The prosecution rests. Tank Bigsby's getting double digit. Sorry.
Sorry. I would be so flabbergasted.
Y'all better invest in those Tank Bigsby jerseys now. I get it. They're probably down like Blockbuster stock is, but give it 2 years, and they're going to be right up there with Bitcoin. Huh?
I got one for you, Casey. Real quick.
Am I going to like this?
Maybe.
Like that.
Tank Bigsby.
Okay.
More touchdowns or fumbles?
It's not very nice. Yeah, guy has some issues. Well, he's going to correct them.
Everybody else thinks he's... Well, first off, there better not be a fumble after last year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. But I don't know...
If there's one, he's done.
I don't know if there's going to be a touchdown. Like, you guys can say all you want.
I mean, there's going to be a touchdown. I mean...
One... 1-2?
Unbelievable, man.
No,
I get it. It's bold predictions.
Yeah, that's why it's called bold predictions.
How many did he have last year?
Couple.
Tank Bigsby?
They went
at least doubling.
Like, you're telling me they went from not even able to play him for most of the season to double-digit touchdowns?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I can't get there.
Come on.
But
let's go. Let's get nuts.
He's going to have 5-6.
Six?
Yeah.
Touchdowns?
Yes, bro. He's going to have 6 touchdowns. It's Casey, not that hard to get him.
I'm telling you, man.
Dude, there was goal line carries last year that he didn't get just because of all the... Casey, you had to bench him.
You had to bench?
Casey,
I
know, but you don't get born to this world named Tank and get by being finesse, okay?
I get it.
His name alone is going to get him at least 5 touchdowns this season. You understand that, right? This is the Deebo Samuel effect.
Here's what you're missing.
Okay,
here's
can't
what
wait.
You're missing. I did this. If you were in the chat last year, you guys were not here yet. You had been there and gone.
Yeah, but
you
weren't here yet. I was gone, yeah.
I did this damn thing last year. His name's Tank. He can't not score. He's huge. Goal line. It's going to be. And then what? Nothing. So I'm hurt. I'm traumatized by this. Yep. I can't do this again. Yep. If Brent's on board with this, shame on him because he led the way last year.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't even care how good Tank Bigsby is. Mitch Morse alone,
come on,
will get Tank Bigsby 5 or 6 tuds.
He will carry him in the end zone if he has to. Casey's that type of player.
On the 1 yard line, did we not run the ball right up the middle? How many times we tried a QB sneak?
That's definitely fair.
Okay, Mitch Morse alone is getting us.
2021, Jamal Williams had 3 touchdowns. 2022, Jamal Williams, the Detroit Lions, had 17 touchdowns.
But
Casey,
why are
17?
We? But why are we taking Etienne out? What's the point?
Hey! We're not taking Etienne out. We're giving him a rest.
Right.
Hey,
on the sidelines, out of the game.
Hey, Travis. Thank you for that long 40-yard run that got us down inside the 10.
Right.
Gonna need you to sit on the sidelines because Doug Peterson's got Tank Bigsby in fantasy football because he knows what I know
and illegal.
He knows what Hamby knows.
That feels like gambling.
And he knows.
That feels like something you should do.
And he knows what we all know, that Tank Bigsby's gonna be your goal line back going forward. Hey, Travis, sorry, man. And we'll get you some receiving touchdowns. We're gonna keep you well-fed and well-nourished, but when it comes to being inside the 10-yard line, hey, Tank Bigsby, let's put you in that I formation and see why they call you Tank.
All right, hold
thanks.
On. One last question, because I really want to see where you're at on this.
Just blew by our entire basketball segment we're supposed to do.
Forget
I love
about
it.
Basketball.
I love it. Hey, Dan Hurley, best of luck to you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hamby.
Casey,
yes.
If the line is at 4.5 tuds, rushing touchdowns.
For the season?
Bigsby. For the season.
4.5.
I'm going right now. Hey. All right, guys, sorry. I have to get my son's college tuition fund because I'm putting down right now.
Yep. Under.
Hater.
How?
You're a hater. So you think Tank Bigsby's going to have, and keep in mind, that's for the injuries. He doesn't get hurt.
He has to, if he plays 17 football
games,
he's
fully healthy.
Four tuds?
Come on, Casey.
Four.
Casey, you're better than that.
Bro.
Casey.
Come on.
You are better than that.
How many did he score last year?
You're better than that, Casey.
I don't actually know how many he scored last year, but I can look it up.
Look it up real quick. Hamby, is that what it is, actually?
I have no idea. I just
Okay. Well, come on, man.
Well, I mean,
you're making it sound like you're at, like, you know, you're at the.
He scored two.
He scored two last year.
So he's going to 100% jump?
Bro.
Going back to the Jamal Williams numbers.
I don't care about Jamal Williams.
His first year in Detroit, he had three touchdowns, 2022. Go and get that logo ready. Go get it ready one more time, Hamby. Get that logo ready. And then in 2022, after a three touchdown season, Hamby, go ahead and get that logo ready. 17 touchdowns. 17 touchdowns, Casey. Led the NFL in touchdowns.
Cool.
I mean, hey. Are we talking about Tank Bigsby possibly leading the NFL in touchdowns? No, I'm not saying that. Austin, I'm just saying.
Hold on. You're hurting my point almost. I'm just trying to get him to five. I'm not trying to get him to 17.
Oh, no. Hey, this is bold. I just need him to get to five. Last time I checked, we were doing bold predictions today. It wasn't.
I know, but.
It wasn't predictions.
Was last segment.
Hey, it wasn't.
Maybe.
It wasn't.
Maybe
predictions. It was bold predictions.
I'm just trying to get the guy to a realistic, actual,
no,
like, right in front of your
eyes. I need
eyes
the guy to get more touchdowns than Travis Etienne rushing. That's a bold prediction. Not.
I guess we'll see. Maybe prediction.
No, come on, man. Let's go. Bold predictions.
There's no way you'd bet that under at 4.5.
No, man. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. can I take it with you?
I'm going on. Yeah, that's fine.
We'll see. Okay. You guys can make a bet. Well, we'll take care of that. We'll figure it out.
Sorry.
Someone's going through a table.
Do you know they're never going through the table?
They're going through the table. By the way, I real quick, we'll get back on track. So randomly in my mentions, and Hamby, you're new to this whole thing. Years ago when I was back in ESPN, the other show.
Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. We would talk, whatever.
I don't.
There was a bet where if the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars during the regular season, right? Brett Martineau said that he would go through a table. Lo and behold, miracles are come true. The Bills lose.
It was the 9-6 game.
It was a 9-6 game. And Brett never went through the table.
Never.
Now, forgot all about it. Was in the back of my mind, buried it down deep with all my other trauma of losing high school football games and crying during the movie Terminator 2. That's where all that stuff was. It got brought out today. Mm-hmm. Guy from Tallahassee, I believe, says that he has it's like a minor league wrestling thing in Tally. Says that he has a ring and equipment ready to go to put Brett Martin through a table.
That's awesome.
So just go ahead and pocket that, and we'll think about that for later.
Okay,
but
so here's what's
going
to happen.
You going through a table?
Well,
pick me up, so I don't.
When Tank Bigsby inevitably scores more than 4.5,
yep.
Our new wrestling show, or y'all's new, who's ever,
I like that.
New
okay,
wrestling show.
Go on.
We'll have the Dudley Bros on.
Okay.
As one of our first guests.
Okay.
And
speaking to existence,
we're gonna bring them out.
Okay.
And then we'll do a double.
Put
Brent in one, and Casey in the other.
I'll do it.
Casey said he's down.
Because Bubba Ray?
I don't care.
Well, hang on. Hamby, hang on. Well, if you lose the bet, then you have to go through the table.
I'm not losing.
Okay, but I'm just saying if it happened.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah,
okay. Cool. Okay.
He's going to pull a Brent, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, dude. Hold on.
Something with, I have to coach baseball and I need my shoulder or something.
Bro,
yeah,
to say
something
you got
like
put
that
through a table by one of the Dudley brothers.
Oh, that's cool.
So
boys.
That's
boys.
I don't care about any
Dudley
like
boys.
The pop stuff, but like that's like saying you got pied by Steve Aoki.
That's fair.
Okay, so
what a pull!
It is
half the chat wondering who Steve Aoki is right now.
I don't
now
even really know who he is. I don't even know his pies people.
Oh, come on, Hamby. That was from more like my time, but yeah, I like the
I had
pull.
A buddy
though
of mine who got pied by him. That's the only reason I know who he is.
Nicely done.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, just so everyone knows, Travis Etienne has scored 17 touchdowns in the regular season.
He's good.
11 of them have been on the goal line.
Tense. Well, it's over.
It's just beginning. Is what it sounds like to me.
It's over. Sorry, Casey.
Goal line back.
Travis Etienne, goal line back. Travis Etienne, workhorse.
Workhorse. Three down back.
Okay.
They call him the Christian McCaffrey of this coast.
Hey, you forget that Trent Baalke has reputation here to uphold, and he needs Tank Bigsby in the game. Because if he doesn't get in the game, then
and
we'll
Doug
be wondering.
Doug Peterson said, I got a job to keep, and I'm not letting my guy fumble on the goal line. Let's get one in there again.
I've never been so invested. Like, I get we're all talking about the Trevor Lawrence contract stuff. I have never been so invested in a backup player like I have with Tank Bigsby. Like this is going to be the year of Tank Bigsby now, and I'm glad we had this conversation. So, I'm glad we did bold predictions. Yes, Hamby?
You're going to have to draft him in fantasy football.
Oh yeah, I will be.
Okay.
No, I'm not giving the Kyle Pitts take him two rounds too early treatment.
Sure. But like, but late round flyer.
Yeah, I'll take a little flyer on Tank Bigsby. Why not?
Do we know when the last time a Jags backup running back scored 5 touchdowns was?
Probably Mercedes Jones-Drew.
Mercedes Jones.
Mercedes Jones-Drew. We were talking about Mercedes
Jones. No, for sure. Understandable. Oh yeah, but probably.
If it was that long ago.
Well, no, I mean Rashad Jennings. Well, but he might have been starting then because I think Mojo was hurt. I don't know, man. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't happen.
It's gonna be different this. It's gonna feel different this year.
It's not that hard of a thing for a backup running back in the NFL.
Dog, you've been watching the Jags. It's been hard for them to do anything. Anything productive ever.
No,
if I'm going to talk about how many touchdowns a backup running back has have, I don't really care what the franchise history of that stat is.
I do. It's important to my case. Not to yours. It's important to mine. Because right now I'm in 2020, and outside of the top scoring running back, nobody scores on this team. Period. Now, granted, some of these names are pretty atrocious. But,
yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, hey, we got it all in our system now. Are our bold predictions in place?
Yeah, we might as well freaking take one more break.
All right, let's take one more break. Let's reset.
Is this right? They only scored 3 rushing touchdowns
last year
in 2019. They only scored 3 rushing touchdowns.
There's no way.
I mean, it was rough year for everybody, Casey. I mean, I don't think they scored a lot of touchdowns in general in 2019.
I feel great about this bet.
Okay, I can't wait.
They're starters.
I can't wait. I've never been so invested. In a backup running back. Tank Bigsby, prove me right. We got Action Sports Jacks primetime Saturday and Sundays, 10:30 and 11:30. I mean, play it now on a Monday, huh?
Tank Bigsby highlights coming soon to Action
what?
Sports.
It was really Jacks good primetime. Last night.
Oh, was it really good? Wait, can you rewatch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, you can on our YouTube page.
Okay.
Our YouTube page. Go to our YouTube page.
It was really good. If you didn't watch it, sucks to be you.
Stuart Weber.
Okay.
Phenomenal. It was a very entertaining show.
All right. Very, very, very cool. Yep. Check that out. Those guys do a great job. Best in town as far as I'm concerned.
Welcome back to the Fred and Austin Show. Streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
Whew. Just wrapping up here on our first of a couple shows of the of the Austin and Casey Summertime Spectacular. Brent Martin on the West Coast, little family vacay time, touring some of the finest American ballparks around Oakland. Got him. But he's going to San Fran,
he's
LA.
Going to all of them, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Do we know the other games that he's going to? Like, it's not gonna be like a Dodgers versus Giant because you know that one is like super intense.
I don't think we do. Okay. Although it would be in the next year, couple. I mean, in theory,
I can look it up. Yeah, but
where is Oakland?
What do you mean?
Like in theory, he's going either up or down. So
I got
the
you.
Map.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly
compared to like L.A. and San Diego.
But I'm
so
saying
he's
like,
going up to or down to.
Okay, but I'm saying like when he goes to these games. Like it won't be like a fierce rivalry. Like I'm saying like when the Giants play the Dodgers, like that's always like an intense game. Like fan bases fighting
so,
and stuff.
I guess look up because in theory he'd be going to like the Giants game today or tomorrow because Oakland is near San Francisco, right?
Yep.
So we don't know who the Giants are playing, but
Casey being put on timeout apparently and not on the stream because of his thoughts about Tank Bay. Oh, there he is.
They're playing Houston. So.
I'm only doing this so I can foot. Fit the whole name of the new show in.
Oh, no. Look at Hamby from the kid's corner. Now, put a trademark by that, too. There's a little TM there, just a little dot, because, you know, we can't be people trying to steal
and
our shine.
You can be a part of it for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
Send us some money.
Yep. We'll put your name down and everything, man. Austin and Casey's Summertime Spectacular. Brought to you by?
Possibly
you. Possibly you, if you pull the right button, or I guess push the right buttons, pull the right strings.
Or if you like wrestling, maybe call.
Or if you like wrestling too, yeah, give us a holler. So before we go off here, we had a whole bunch of topics we didn't get to, because we got a little, off-roader, off-kilter with our bold predictions, but hey, it's Jags talk, so yeah, it's pretty standard for the course, but some quick hitters, Danny Hurley, your thoughts?
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's the best idea to sign up to coach LeBron because you're not really coaching LeBron.
Yeah.
You're also not really coaching everybody else because they're being coached by LeBron. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it's kind of goofy. But I said to you before the show, if you're telling me I could live at UConn or Los Angeles, I'm probably going to go L.A.
Yeah.
The paycheck, probably going to be large. I think he's a good coach. I just don't know. This is going to sound stupid. But I think it's true. I don't know how much it matters how good your coach is in the NBA.
You're not wrong.
I'm
like,
I
mean,
there's a couple of moments a game, maybe draw something up here or there. But like at the end of the day, it comes down to
making
players.
Shots.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah. I mean, you're not wrong there. Like, but see, I look at a team like the Timberwolves with Chris Finch. Obviously, okay. A young team, up and coming, but like. The way that, well, at least to play the Mavericks, but the way up until the Mavericks, they're able to play defense and kind of like ingrain themselves in like a physical style of, hey, you know, slamming the court down and actually playing defense. Like, that was all him, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah, I get as a coach in the NBA, like, yeah, it's a lot of ISO, it's a lot of let your players be, they're your players, and you can't really do too much. But I think you can, like, inject attitude and defensive capability. I thought Finch did that. Now, with Hurley, yeah, Casey, I agree with you, where it's, you know, like, how much of your college offense are you really going to run when you have LeBron? You know, like, okay, there'll be some set pieces here or there, but you essentially set in cruise control and watch them do their thing, and hopefully they can, that's all the NBA is. So I understand that.
I think it depends on the team, too. Like, I think Minnesota's a good example. Like, not that this would happen, but, like, if he was going to go coach Houston, who's, like, all young players.
True.
I'd be like, okay, this makes some sense because he's relating. He's
okay,
just
see.
Okay,
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
But like, AD
I know
he and LeBron.
Who they are is who they are.
Yeah, like you're not. Yeah, I just.
And well, and how do you feel? Because like, I'll be honest, I don't like when coaches do this. Like, there's gonna be a press conference today to announce his decision. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's gonna have two, you know, hats where he's gonna like Lakers, UConn, like. Just announce it, man. Just put out a tweet or just like tell the you know, like I don't. I don't like when you make it a big precedent. And I get why you do it because you get more eyes to it and everything. It's going to be the talk. But also, it's like, if he's going to do this, does that lean more towards he's leaving UConn and he wants to tell all his players goodbye? Or is it more of like he's staying in UConn and like he wants to help put them on the map even more by having this press conference? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't like the press conference in the situation. I think if you leave, you just kind of tweet it. Mm-hmm. I think if you stay, you could do a press conference because then you can like rally the troops and stuff. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't know UConn. I know they are losing some guys. I don't know their roster situation for the upcoming year. Like if they lose everybody, then I would go. But if you're getting a lot of your guys back, then why not go for three in a row?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So well, I.
And this, yeah. Keep in mind, and I get like you're a prisoner of the moment, but this was the guy in the press conference saying he's never leaving.
Right.
You know, like he's UConn through and through. And all of a sudden, that those LA, you know, those LA checks, and like you were saying, maybe a little more on the West Coast, a little more sunshine.
Bro, I hasn't seen the sun in years in Connecticut. Bro, they win championships. It's snowing. The parade's in a blizzard. Everyone's on snowmobiles. Like, honestly, it's a terrible.
Imagine having like you got Tom Brady falling off of like you know boats and everything in his flip flops. You got Hurley and his teams doing the parade on snowmobiles and Carhartt jackets.
That's what they got. Yeah, that's what they got. I mean, can you imagine the dude with a tan? Like we might find out, but bro has been.
We might find out
since '88, probably.
Yeah. So for final guess, because it's supposed to be announced any moment now. Is Hurley staying or is he going?
I think he'll go.
Hamby's,
it's a lot of money, bro.
Hamby's Hurley going to stay or go?
He's going to stay.
What do you got?
Man, I'm leaning towards going because if you don't go now, then what's the opportunity? Going. You're never going to go.
I think
and then more power to you.
There's but, also probably something to be said for he can be like, I got to coach.
Yeah.
The great. I mean, depending on how you feel, the greatest player of all time.
Sure. Well, Casey, easy now.
I'm just saying. He could say
I know. I know. He could say that. I got you.
There's got to be something there.
And speaking of basketball, too, probably the hottest. I mean, listen, if the WNBA doesn't do anything, they are sure in the headlines a lot.
It's crazy.
It's wild, and it's spearheaded by a couple players, but more primarily Caitlin Clark, left off of the Olympic team. Now, I'm not sure who said it, but I saw an official quote saying that there was worries that people would be upset due to her lack of playing time. In which I say, if that's the reason why you kept her off, then what the hell are you doing? I can see saying, like, okay, she's not one of the best 12 girls in the WNBA. And you know what? That could very well be justified, I think. But to sit here and say, well, we were on the fence, but the reason why we're not going to bring her with is because she may not play a lot. What are we doing? It's not even a matter. Like, I get it. Like, if people would tune in to watch her play in the Olympics, I get that. But don't hold her off the team because it's like, well, we don't want to get blowback if she doesn't play or not. Is she one of the best 12 girls or not? If you think she is, then put her on the damn team.
If you think she's top 20, you put her on the team. You only don't put her on the team if there's a big difference between 12 and wherever you think she's at. If she's like 25 or 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
If she's 17, 18, she should be on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's good though, right? Like, I don't understand. Like, again, I think what you just said is valid. If we're worried about what people are saying on social media, we probably shouldn't be running the team or going to the Olympics, right? We're just trying to win.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily caring what people are going to say on Twitter. So that's one thing. I don't get it. I really don't understand. Like, there's a lot of stuff obviously going on behind the scenes. I would be more inclined to watch if she was on the team, just to be real with you.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say I don't have any interest in watching, but, like, if she was potentially playing for something, like a medal, I'm like, oh, I'm in. I'm watching this.
Sure.
But now I'm like, yeah, I'll see it on the bottom line when it says that they won or lost.
Listen, I've been the biggest proponent of watching Caitlin Clark maybe than anybody else on the show. Like, I've watched her first four games. But I'll be honest with you, I'm getting so fatigued in terms of, number one, how she's being handled in the WNBA. Number two, her teammates' lack of just having her back. But number three, of just how everybody around her is handling themselves. The whole Angel Reese thing, you know, and I broke that down already. But then there was a thing where it's like we were harassed outside the hotel with media. It was one guy and a camera. And then we have the press conferences. Nobody wants to answer questions. People are, you know, like all the women are being upset over the Caitlin Clark questions. And, you know, they're speaking their mind about it, saying she has nothing to do with her. This is what the NBA players have to do every single day.
Right.
Okay? You're going to have cameras in your face. You'll get asked questions that you don't want to answer. And it's about being a professional.
And this is what you wanted. You wanted the notoriety.
You wanted to be in the same boat as the NBA. We're here now. But you're saying, we don't want to be asked these questions. We don't want this attention. We don't want to talk about her. You can't have it both ways. So either you don't want to grow the game and you want to have low ratings, flying coach, have nobody talk about you, which is fine. They keep acting how you're acting. But if you get put in the spotlight, you have the Caitlin Clark effect, if you will, then you better at least be a professional accordingly. And right now you're not. And it's driving me crazy. Like, listen. The WNBA will be fine. Just they'll be fine without me, right? But I'm just saying, from a casual fan like I am, who hasn't watched it in years, who's watched it for Caitlin Clark, who's getting sick and tired of it. You need people like me if you want to be like the NBA,
right?
And you're gonna run all of us off, and then you'll be wondering, what happened? 20 years from now, what's it gonna look like? I don't know, but I hope Caitlin Clark's still doing her thing, and I hope eventually she gets appreciated. Woo! That was round one, session one of the Austin Casey Summertime Spectacular. Thank you for tuning in. Hammy from the Kids Corner pushing all the right buttons, man. We appreciate you as well. Casey, same time tomorrow?
That's what they tell me.
That's what they tell you. That's what the paycheck says, right?
Paycheck?
So, we'll talk to you after the show. We'll get to that.
Cool.
All right. For Casey, for Hammy in the Kids Corner, I'm Austin Lane. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Stay casual. Stay safe. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.